Well, it was great that we've gone into the lead, a superb free kick by Zach Clough, and it's something that we've been needed to do for a while in these away games, to score first, and it gives the whole team something to hang on to. On the sending off of Niall, I was actually talking to Stephen Dobby at the time, so I've missed the sending off because he was coming on for Dan Prattley. Pratt's had got a concussion, so I didn't actually see the sending off, but obviously perhaps a bit of inexperience from Niall. He perhaps didn't need to make the challenge as high up the pitch as possible, but he'll learn from it, and it did change the game. After that, we tried to make it as difficult as possible for Cardiff, knowing that they'd have a lot of possession and limit their clear-cut chances, which in the second half I felt us as a team did have the three clearest chances of the game, and on another day we would have scored a goal to go 2-0 up possibly, but it wasn't to be. A couple of times Kane Woolery was through on goal and pulled back. I think the one he was in the 6-yard box, he said he stretched the ball because he was pulled back at the last minute, so he couldn't get a clear contact on it. So that's where you need a bit of fortune, really, and maybe get the penalty ourselves, and possibly would have been 2-0, but you know, or it would have been 2-1 for us at that stage.
Jimmy, two games to go. You must be wondering what you have to do to win a game now at this stage. That by the way, is 25 defeats in a season. That equals a club record for league defeats in a single campaign.
Yeah, I mean, today, having gone down to 10 men, I thought the players did everything right. They defended resolutely, they worked hard, and limited Cardiff to put in a lot of balls in our box. When they did come in, our back four dealt with them very well, and I don't think Ben Amos had many saves to make in the day. There was a lot of cleaning up or balls running through to him. He didn't actually make any what I would call real saves in the whole game that I can remember. So, and as I say, we did have the best three chances.
Is that the best overall performance since you've been in interim charge?
I think it was a disciplined performance, a hard-working performance, and something that, obviously, looking ahead to next season, that's something that's going to have to be part of our makeup as a club away from home. And it was pleasing that the players did put in a performance like that, and that they're all really quiet because even though we're relegated, they wanted to win, which is also an encouraging sign.